You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is June 22nd, 2020. Alright guys, welcome back to the podcast and happy Father's Day to you all. Happy belated Father's Day. Father's Day was yesterday, so I hope you all had a great day for everyone out there celebrating it, and it was a very memorable day for you as well. Guys, alright, so we got a few things to discuss on the actual podcast itself today, right? Now we're going to get a little technical. Lots of antique store finds have been out there. I've been noticing on Facebook and on the forums, a lot of people have been going out antiquing. And they have been finding more so than usual, more stuff than usual I've noticed, and I'm actually really impressed with what I've been seeing. It's been pretty intense lately. I mean, just to see that all these new items coming out and a lot of people coming out with some great just finds in the antique store, have opened up my eyes a little bit to go start looking again. So we'll talk a little bit about antique store finds. I actually went and tried to take, and I didn't just try, but I successfully took apart a Gillette adjustable razor. I'll tell you a little bit about the story. I just was looking into really something to do with all this COVID stuff going on, not much going on outside of really leaving the home. So I just decided to take this one project I had apart. I received the missing part that I needed, so I went ahead and started doing that. I'll tell you a little bit about my experience there. Are virtual meetups going to be the new norm? Now, this is something that's actually going to happen in the next couple of weeks. There's going to be a virtual meetup, and a lot of people are talking about, you know, raffles and stuff. Is this going to be something that's going to work? And we're going to see how it works out. It's actually going to be done in South Florida, I believe. The area that I'm in, South Florida Wet Shavers, are hosting virtual wet shaving meetup. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Is that going to be the new norm? Do you think that's going to work, or is it just going to... not really work, okay? And now, of course, how to properly sanitize and clean your razors. It's always going to be in the podcast till this COVID thing's done. I can't wait till the episode comes up where I can just say, okay, goodbye. We don't have to talk about that anymore. But it's still very much part of our lives, and we have to be careful. So, without further ado, let's get on with the show. So, before I get into the show, guys, I wanted to talk a little bit about, just to wish you all happy Father's Day. I know I said it in the beginning of the cast, but Father's Day is a big holiday for wet shaving. Like, a lot of people probably receive gifts and stuff like that for wet shaving. And I know how difficult it is for someone's significant other to get a gift. So a few things I always recommend is just have a gift guide. You know, let them know what you want. Send them a wish list from Amazon or from your favorite vendors or something like that. Because sometimes... you might get some wet shaving stuff, but it may be stuff you already have or stuff you're just not really interested in. You might get a bunch of canned goo if that's not your thing, or maybe a Harry's razor or something like that. Nothing wrong with that, but that might not be what you're looking for, right? So I would just let them know. I usually give out a wish list of what I'd like and just, hey, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I really want for soaps and brushes and stuff like that. You know, sometimes some significant others or children in general... we'll look at, my dad or my grandpa or somebody like that is into shaving, right? Wet shaving. He has a big collection. So they'll go to Target or they'll go to somewhere else and look for stuff. And just sometimes they might get something you've already tried. Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, there's a good chance you've tried just about everything you could find in a brick and mortar store. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm pretty sure you all have, because I don't think any of us listening to this or even me talking can go into a grocery store, a big box retailer, and not walk by the shaving aisle when we get an opportunity almost every time. So, yeah, good chance you have it. You have this stuff. So give them a wish list of what you're looking for, or just be happy with what you get and maybe have duplicates. And if not, you never know. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be getting some good stuff, and... this is like one of my favorite things is to post a mail call or post a gift that you received. So if you do receive something really nice, please feel free to just email me about it or with a picture and just let me know what you got, because I really do enjoy seeing them, and I definitely will share it on the show of a good gift that you received from somebody on Father's Day. So let me know what you received and or if you gave a really good gift as well. A lot of guys also get into wet shaving because their sons or daughters or all of the above will go and just buy them a safety razor or something like that to get into, and you never know. Somebody might actually really enjoy it. So we'll just check it out Father's Day. Let me know if you have any good pictures or anything along that lines. Now, getting back into the actual core podcast, antique stores are hot right now. They are hot, hot, hot. That's what I like to say, because I have been going on Facebook groups recently, and I'm in probably a couple dozen Facebook groups, and I'm in every forum and all that, and I have notifications come up on my phone when stuff is posted. And I've noticed that the mail calls or acquisition, you know, posts are, a lot of them are people going into antique stores, right? Not so much eBay anymore. It seems like antique stores, flea markets and stuff. There's a gentleman that just posted yesterday. He's like, I wasn't even looking and I found five Gillette razors at an antique store. So what this tells me is that a lot of people, either because we've been taking time off, right? And everybody's really focused on staying healthy and staying away, really social distancing. Have antique stores been gaining more inventory? Are people really just looking around and cleaning out their closets and cleaning out their actual attics and stuff and finding these items and just sending it to the antique stores, and they've been sitting there for a little while and now we're going out there looking for them and we're finding them easy, seems to be a little bit more frequently than before. So I'm not too sure what's going on, but I've noticed a ton of posts regarding antique store finds. So before all of you get really angry with me for saying this, okay, because some of you are like, oh, don't tell him, don't tell everybody your my secret's out or whatever, I got to do it. I highly recommend checking out some antique stores, all right, in the next probably 2 months. Check them out in your local area. If there's any other wet shavers that you know in the area, you might want to beat them through the punch, because you never know what you're going to find, okay? Every year, there's somebody that finds a unicorn in a antique store. I think last year or the year before that, somebody found a bottom dial for like $15 in an antique store, okay? That just doesn't happen too often. I've known people that find Gillette toggles in antique stores, double rings, everything you can think of, right? Adjustables, even if it's just a Fat Boy or if it's just something like that, a Gillette. They find them in antique stores because you never know what you're going to find when you go in there. You got to ask for it. Okay, personally for me in my area, I have never found anything that good in an antique store other than a Gillette Tech that I paid $3 for. So a couple straight razors here and there, a lot of them overpriced. In this area, there are a lot of wet shavers where I live, so a lot of people will go in those antique stores and clean them out, right? And I think they're all on to us. So I haven't been able to find much, but I highly recommend, guys, wherever you are in this whole world, I'm not talking about just the USA, I'm talking about the UK, everywhere else, Europe, Asia, anywhere you are, there's antique stores or some secondhand stores. Check them out and see if there's anything there. You never know what you're going to find. There's been guys that have found rare American razors overseas, right? That have been just in an antique store. Like, how would you find a Gillette toggle if you're in Europe? It would be very hard to find because a lot of them weren't really sent over there, right? They were mostly sold here in the United States and parts of Australia. But they've, and other places as well, they've been sold. And they just spread around. You know, so you never know what you're going to find in an antique store. So check it out, guys. And do email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com if you do find something really, really cool or anything you find, and send me a picture of it. I'd like to show it because I want to show the actual view, the audience, what you can find, and to really, I guess it is to encourage them to go to the antique stores and find this stuff, because it is really fun. And you know what? When you find something that's really rare, it's like you get like excited and you're like all over the place and you don't know what to do and you find them. Now, I really wish I could know that feeling. I've bought most of my stuff. I'd say 99.5% of my stuff I've purchased via eBay for all my vintage stuff, or I've purchased them through other people or something like that. But I've only maybe bought maybe a couple of razors that I found in an antique store, and not much. And I haven't really seen too many items that are really that well priced. So check it out, guys. Check your antique stores. Let me know what's going on. And for those of you who know the secret, sorry about that. Don't get all angry with me and say that I just destroyed your whole, you know, your secret of how to obtain stuff. So check out those antique stores, guys, and let me know what you find. Moving right along, I took apart a Gillette adjustable. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story about this Gillette adjustable. Now, if you are in the Vintage Gillette group on Facebook, right, there's a group there. There's 1,000 or so members on there, and I'm on there. I'm not too active on the groups as much. I do look at most of the posts, but lately I've been posting a lot, and I said, you know what? I'm going to take this razor apart. My wife found this razor about 5 or 6 years ago in a natural area here in Palm Beach County, Florida. If you've ever been to Palm Beach County, you'll know there aren't very many old places. Palm Beach County is a fairly new area. I mean, we're talking the settlers probably came here in the 1800s and really hasn't been populated since the 1950s or so, right? So compared to other places in this world and all the listening audience, which is all over the place, a lot of places here have been around much longer, 10, 15 times longer than the area that I live in, okay? And my wife was going into a natural area, and they were doing a cleanup, and then she found this Gillette Black Beauty, basically, Gillette adjustable, in the dirt. It was in the dirt where it looked like there was an old cottage, right? A little old house that was there probably 50, 60 years built ago. And it was destroyed. It was gone. It was just something like hundreds. She found this Gillette razor, and she knew I was collecting razors at the time, and brought it home. Well, I'm going to tell you, honestly, this razor was a mess. It looked like it was sitting in the dirt probably for 30 years. Now, it's a 1976 Gillette adjustable. I looked it up on the date code, and it was probably sitting there, I guess, maybe 20 or 30 years easily in the dirt. So when I pulled it out, it was dirty. I washed it, and then I washed it again, and it was still kind of messed up and didn't work. The spring on the inside, the clicker spring, was busted. It broke, it cracked, it broke. So 2 years ago, or about maybe three, I contacted a Gillette specialist. His name is Captain Murphy. A lot of people refer to him as Captain Murphy, and he's really good repairman for vintage Gillette razors. He's actually found a lot of things out. He's taken a lot of them apart. He has a good system to do it. And I asked him if he had an extra spring, the clicker spring that goes in the adjustment. He did have one, so he sent it to me for free. He said, no worries, I got plenty of these things. And at the time, nobody made replicas. Now, here, as we speak, Razor Emporium does have those clicker springs for sale, and they're about $15 each. So if you need a replica clicker spring for the adjustment dial, they make them, or they have them made and they have them in stock. So that and the end caps, they're making more parts, which is great. I can tell you right now, that is really a godsend, because this is just something that breaks and you're like, oh man, I got to find a junky razor to go fix it, or ask somebody if they have extras. Well, they make them now. So you can buy it and put the part in there, and it's perfectly fine. It works perfectly good. So he sent me this spring. I got it. I had it sitting in I call it my razor box. I have a razor toolbox where I keep all my hones and stuff in there as well. He gave it to me and everything. Waited. Long story short, took 3 years or 4 years. Now that I'm bored, I have nothing to do. Due to the COVID, can't go anywhere. Can't really do much. I'm not going to many tastings or anything like that for my business, for my work. So it's kind of been like, okay, spending a lot of time at home. I wanted a project to do. I if you guys know, I've discussed it before, I do have a Mustang that I do work on. It's right now, I'm sent out some parts to get rebuilt, so I'm waiting on parts before I can work on that. So I'm kind of at a dead standstill in my garage. I took this apart and cleaned it. I thoroughly cleaned it. I put it through the dishwasher, took all the parts in the dishwasher and ran it through it twice. Got all the crud off it, brushed it off with a brush, got everything going. Then I went and put it back together. I watched a few YouTube videos. I got it back together with the clip and everything like that. It was a little bit of a pain in the neck, but I got it back together. And it took me about 3 or 4 attempts to get it together right, correctly, so it would work correctly. Now it's shaving great. I've shaved my face with it, shaved my head with it. It's perfect. I didn't go and restore it or anything like that and paint anything. I just kind of cleaned it up, put the new spring in, and worked on it. And let me tell you guys, this is, I'd like to say, an intermediate to actually more of an advanced project. This was not easy to do, and I didn't take apart everything. Like, I didn't take the handle apart into pieces just because I don't have the proper tools. And after talking to some guys that do work on Gillette razors, they said you have to basically fabricate some of these tools. There's nothing to buy. You can't buy anything that fix this thing. And they're not really meant to be taken apart and be fixed. So I did attempt it. I got it to work. And I do recommend anybody, if you have one of these Gillette Black Beauties that's in bad shape and you want to practice, try it out because it was a lot of fun. It was a good restoration project. And it's really nice to shave with something that you repaired. So what would I rate this project on a scale of 1 to 10? I would definitely rate this a strong 6 or 7, okay, because it is a little difficult and you have to kind of fabricate it. Now, the tools you see in the picture are what I used to put the razor back together and take it apart. I used, a 5 millimeter socket to bust out the little coupler in the back that holds it together, and that would take the front piece off there with the doors. I'm sorry, I'm not too familiar with the piece, with the part's name. And then basically everything came apart after that. And then I used the small needle nose pliers and was able to crimp that back on and get it back right. Now, you got to make sure it's 100% correct or else the razor is not going to be aligned properly. So I learned that the hard way and took it apart about 6 or 7 times and got it back together. And make sure it's clean 100% because that's mainly what's broken, what's wrong with all these things. So a lot of fun. I have to say it was a lot of fun. If you have any questions on how to do so, I would definitely look it up on YouTube. You can email me if you'd like. But also, I would not recommend myself doing this on one of my really prized razors. Like a Gillette Toggle would probably be a scale of 1 to 10. It would probably be a 10. And the razor world, this is, I think, and a lot of people will agree with me, it's the most complex razor out there of all time. I don't even care if it's modern day or not. It's the most complex double-edged razor I've seen with most moving parts and everything. And a lot of guys, I think, would agree with me. This would probably be right underneath it. The bottom dial would probably be around that area as well. And it's just all the moving parts and stuff. It's difficult. So I wouldn't take one of my prize razors and do it because I'm not a professional. But if I had a junkie razor like this one I had and brought some life to it, it's a lot of fun to try and do it. So I got this razor working. I'm really happy with it. I'm probably going to tweak it a little bit and see if I can make it a little better in the near future. But it was a fun project, and I actually really love this razor now. So this razor cost me absolutely nothing, and the part cost me absolutely nothing, just time. So if you have anything like this or got anything, if you've tried a similar project like this yourself, let me know because I'd love to share it and love to hear your thoughts and see if you have any other methods like I've been trying to learn on how to get that clip spring on the little round part that puts everything together, the coupler, I don't know what they call it, in the back without using just the small needle nose pliers. If there's a different tool. I heard of a few things, but the needle nose pliers, the small ones, worked very well. All right, and our virtual meetups, the new norm for wet shaving. I'm not too sure about this, but recently there have been several virtual meetups. They've been trying via Zoom or other platforms, and I've heard mixed thoughts, mixed feelings about them. So there's a big one coming up. They have the South Florida Wet Shavers are hosting one here, and they're doing their Shave-a-Palooza or something like that via online. They're going to do a lot of raffles and stuff like that. Now, for me, it's just not my thing. I'm not going to sit there and go online and just sit and, watch it, especially if there's like 500 people on there because, one, there's guaranteed to be a tech up mess up there, right? It's going to be a technical issue. It's going to get – somebody's going to lose internet connection. Something's going to happen, right? So it's going to be a little on the more of the painful side. In addition to that, it's also going to be – it's just not as personal. I know talking to people online is fun, and I've done that kind of program before, especially when we used to do the Wet Shavers Roundup. It was a YouTube thing where we'd have like 7 or 8 people just talking and just talking about wet shaving. This one would be a little bit more on the larger scale, and I'm not sure if it's going to really work that well. But I do commend anybody trying to do so and applaud them for trying because it is something that we just can't do anything right now. We can't go anywhere, and nobody's going to be risking it. So hopefully this time next year we're talking about, hey, I'm going to a Maggards meetup or something like that, and I'm telling you all that happened. I do plan on myself going to a meetup next year. I got to because, guys, I'm going to be honest. I talk a lot about wet shaving to people online, but I don't get to see anybody in person, really, especially where I'm at. There's a couple of groups, but not too close by, so I'm getting kind of antsy on wet shaving, and I'd like to really talk to a lot of you in person because it would be, to me, it'd be a lot of fun. So next year, I'll be doing some meetups. As for the virtual meetups, I'm not really a big fan of it, but I know a lot of people that are, and if you know of any platform that works better, I would love to try one myself just to see if it would work and have some listeners. But I also don't want it to be a bad experience for you guys, the audience. As for me, it's okay. You know, I screwed up. I got to live with it. But I don't want you guys to get a bad taste in your mouth regarding it. So that's why I haven't really done the live thing yet, even though I've been contemplating on it. But I would like to do like maybe a live Q&A on YouTube or something. I'm still working on that myself. So what are your thoughts about meetups online? Do you guys feel that the virtual meetups work? Do you feel they don't? Let me know in an email, and I'll definitely share it on the show, because I'm just like, I'm a little bit, you know, I'm up in the air regarding it. So I'll see what you guys think and see if anybody else thinks the same way or if I'm totally wrong here. But, you know, virtual meetups, great. Showing your razor online, it's great. But I'd really love to bring my collection out and just say, hey, guys, take a look at some of my stuff. Let me see some of your stuff. And let's just share and just talk about the stories and how we got it. That's usually the most fun, right? All right, guys. So that concludes the podcast this week. A little shorter than usual because it's been a little bit slower out there. We've had so much stuff going on the last few months that it's been really a lot. It's been a lot. It's been crazy in the wet shaving world. I'm really happy about it. Just Gillette coming out with that King C Gillette razor just got everybody going crazy. A couple things coming up is I am working on some content regarding the bottom dial. I have some really interesting facts and stuff that you will love to hear about the bottom dial that I've received. I've talked to just about everybody I can find that owns one, which are not as many as you would think, and also talked to some other people that know a lot about them, and just really wanted to make, I'm working together to get a really good page on it, just so you, just to have a piece of history right there, just so everybody can really enjoy reading it. In addition to that, also working on some carbon shave stuff. And a great razor, and that guy Sean from Carbon Shaves, he's an incredible guy. Great, his concept is awesome, and I can't wait to share that with you as well in the near future. That'll be coming up in the very, very near future. And there's some other things, you know, just working on brushes and stuff like that. You know, got some guys coming out and just doing some hand tied brush knots. A lot of people trying their hand at it. And that's something I'd like to try next after the adjustable razor. I'd like to try and hand tie my own shaving knot. The only thing is I can't find any badger hair. So if there's something that you know and you can find, you know somebody that's selling some badger hair, I just need enough for one or two brushes because I want to try it out. You know, I'll find somebody that can sell me some, but it's been difficult finding just a little amount. You can find a lot of it on Alibaba or online, but it's just difficult to find just a small amount. So that's what I'm looking for. That'll be my next project. And I encourage the projects for you guys too. Just try this wet shaving. Try, you know, it's all about shaving, but it's also about, you know, having fun as well and restoring. And so it just brings out another perspective of the whole hobby. All right, guys. So that concludes the podcast for this week. And remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, What Your Father Didn't Teach You About Shaving. Special thanks to you guys, the listeners. Of course, without you, there would be no podcast or no wet shaving hobby at all. And most of all, thank you, Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for letting us use his platform and everything that he's done in the wet shaving community for the last decade and a half now, I believe. It's been over 10 years. Don't forget to check out my blog site, shavestraightandsafe.com. We have been updating it, so there's been some good stuff coming up there. And always feel free to email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Our next show will be right after the 4th of July, on the 6th of July. And until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now. Happy Father's Day.